It's 1208 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. You're listening to the John Phillips Show. John is back on Monday. It's Randy Wang here until 3. 800-222-KABC is the phone number, 1-800-222-5222. You can also send us emails at johnnydontlikeshow@gmail.com. I tried to read them as they come in. And you can send me a tweet at Randy's Recipe Box. Also Instagram, Randy's Recipe Box. Thanks for being here, everybody. We've got a huge show for you today because about 18, 19 hours ago, yesterday afternoon, a political earthquake happened here in Los Angeles, as described by our buddy Alex Michelson. LA City Councilman, former LA County Board of Supervisor, former Assemblyman, former state senator and former L.A. City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas has been indicted by the feds on 20 different charges that he took bribes from a USC dean in exchange for directing millions of dollars in public funding to USC when he was on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. There is a lot to get into. Here's the first bullet point you need to know. What allegedly happened here is Mark Ridley Thomas secured a deal with USC to get his son, former crooked assemblyman Sebastian Ridley Thomas, a scholarship, full ride and guaranteed job at USC, and a $100,000 payment funneled through USC to Mark Ridley Thomas's son's charity in exchange for Mark Ridley Thomas securing millions of dollars in contracts for USC's School of Social Work. This is huge. This is one of the most blatant corruption cases we've ever seen since the last time somebody on the city council got busted for corruption, which was just 2 years ago with Mitch Engler, and before that, 3 years ago with Jose Huizar. Seems to be fairly common that corruption runs the halls of the LA City Council and the LA County Board of Supervisors. By the way, at 1 o'clock, Joe Buscaino, who is on the LA City Council and candidate for mayor, will join us. So far, he is the only member of the LA County, of the LA City Council to call for Mark Ridley Thomas's resignation. We have a lot to get into today, and this is not the only time Mark Ridley Thomas has done something that doesn't smell right when it comes to the test of corruption. We have a lot to get into, but let's go ahead and read verbatim what the complaint is from the U.S. Attorney's Office. So here is the press release that they released yesterday afternoon. Longtime politician Mark Ridley Thomas and the former dean of the School of Social Work at a university in Southern California, USC, were indicted today on federal corruption charges that allege a bribery scheme in which a Ridley Thomas relative received substantial benefits from the university in exchange for Ridley Thomas supporting county contracts and lucrative contract amendments with the university while he served on the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. You know, I have to admit, it's kind of difficult to cover this story, not just because it's so blatantly disgusting and the corruption that runs rampant in the city, but it's very difficult for us here on the radio to cover Mark Ridley Thomas. You know, we're governed by the FCC. We also have systems here. Like, I don't know, let me just give you a little background. You know, in case there's ever a problem with our equipment here and there's dead air, we have an alarm that goes off and notifies engineering, notifies management. Hey, there's a problem. We've got dead air. It usually sounds like this. For some reason, whenever we play sound from LA City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas, if we play it for more than 10 seconds, the same thing happens because he's just that boring. And in fact, we want to make sure that we don't bore anybody to death. So there is a Mark Ridley Thomas alarm here at KABC. Let me give you an example.
That we are confronted with a moral crisis, which occasions decisiveness.
See, I can't play any more of that sound because people would be bored to death or fall asleep at the wheel. And we at the radio station here want to make sure that doesn't happen. The 20-count indictment alleges that Ridley Thomas, now a member of the LA City Council, conspired with Marilyn Louise Flynn, formerly a tenured professor and the dean of the university's School of Social Work, who agreed to provide the Ridley Thomas relative, which they don't name specifically, but we all know it's Sebastian Ridley Thomas, and there's a lot to get into on Mark Ridley Thomas's no good son, who was a former assemblyman until he had to resign because of health reasons, those health reasons being allegations of sexual harassment. They agreed to provide a Ridley Thomas relative with a graduate school admission, a full tuition scholarship, a paid professorship, and a mechanism to funnel Ridley Thomas campaign funds through the university to a nonprofit to be operated by the relative. This is a way better deal through USC than Lori Loughlin got for her kids. In exchange, the indictment alleges Ridley Thomas supported contracts involving the School of Social Work, including contracts to provide services to the Department of Children and Family Services and the Probation Department, as well as an amendment to contract with the Department of Mental Health that would bring USC millions of dollars in new revenue. The indictment outlines a scheme in 2017 and 2018 where Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas sought benefits from Flynn and university officials to benefit his close relative, described as MRT Relative 1 in the indictment. That's Mark Ridley Thomas's no-good son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas. At a time when MRT 1, Relative 1, was the subject of an internal sexual harassment investigation in the California State Assembly, likely to resign from elected office and significantly in debt, Ridley Thomas allegedly wanted to help secure paid employment for his relative to minimize any public fallout for both of them in the wake of his sudden resignation from office. Meanwhile, the social work school was facing a multi-million dollar budget deficit, which threatened the school's viability as well as Flynn's position and reputation as the school's longtime dean, according to the indictment. As part of the bribery scheme, Mark Ridley Thomas and Flynn allegedly took steps to disguise, conceal, and cover up the bribes, kickbacks, and other benefits defendant Mark Ridley Thomas and the MRT relative received, which included concealing the official acts that Ridley Thomas agreed to perform and did in exchange for those financial benefits, getting his no-good son on a full ride to USC and a guaranteed job. The pair also concealed, according to the indictment, the true purpose of the money funneled to MRT Relative One's nonprofit through the university, which also violated multiple university policies regarding the funding of nonprofits. You're saying that there's a policy that you can't make a $100,000 donation to a school, which then translates that donation into your own son's charity? Huh. And that was campaign money used for all of that as well. Within weeks of Ridley Thomas contacting Flynn in May 2017 about his relative wanting a postgraduate degree from the university, you know, just a typical regular business as usual call from the LA County Board of Supervisors, Flynn began a campaign to secure both university admission and a full scholarship for the relative. Flynn wrote in an email that she, quote, intended to open every door for MRT Relative One, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, who she noted was closely related to the then supervisor. Boy, it just, you know, before that USC corruption scandal opened wide up, it was just business as usual that, hey, someone who's powerful and has money wants their kid in, we're going to do everything we can. Just make sure they write that check. When a university official said that Ridley Thomas had, quote, lots of discretionary money and should give the university $1 million each year for 3 years, according to the indictment, Flynn responded that she and another university official intended to offer the relative a full scholarship, characterizing the exchange as a full scholarship for our social work school funds. They needed millions of dollars in contracts. Mark Ridley Thomas needed a job for his no-good son, and a deal was made. During a 2017 June meeting, Mark Ridley Thomas and Flynn, the dean of the social work school, allegedly reached a quid pro quo agreement, which Flynn later memorialized in a confidential letter she had hand-delivered to Ridley Thomas. The indictment alleges that Flynn's letter detailed her expectations that Mark Ridley Thomas would steer new contracts with DCFS and probation to the social work school and secure a lucrative amendment to an existing telehealth contract with the Department of Mental Health. With the new amendment, Flynn expected the telehealth contract to generate approximately $9 million a year for her social work school. It's quite a deal. USC got millions of dollars in extra contracts for the social work school, and all they had to do was give Mark Ridley Thomas's son a no-good scholarship and a guaranteed job. Pretty good deal. It's corrupt as hell, but it's a pretty good deal if you're USC. They only got $500,000 out of Lori Loughlin. In exchange for Flynn's efforts to help MRT Relative One, the indictment alleges that Ridley Thomas took a series of official actions, including voting in August 2017 to approve a motion to establish a partnership between the county and the social work school, and voting in October 2017 to approve a motion related to Probation University that would create a new county payment source for the school. Flynn told university officials in emails that she was, quote, very happy to see that Mark Ridley Thomas was as good as his word and that he was really trying to deliver. In the fall of 2017, Mark Ridley Thomas and that MRT Relative One, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, began soliciting from Flynn and other university officials a paid professorship for MRT Relative One, while concealing that MRT Relative One was the subject of a sexual harassment investigation. By December 2017, in conjunction with speculation that MRT Relative One could be forced out of office, Ridley Thomas and his relative increased their efforts to secure that paid faculty position for Sebastian Ridley Thomas. That included Mark Ridley Thomas exerting pressure on another high-ranking public official to support that $9 million contract that USC was going to get in exchange for giving the no-good harassy son who had to resign out of the assembly with a BS health excuse a paid job. On December 14, 2017, about an hour after Ridley Thomas emailed Flynn saying the high-ranking public official was, quote, ready to go, who was that? Could it be one of Mark Ridley Thomas's very well-connected sources like, I don't know, Eric Garcetti or Karen Bass or anyone else on the Board of Supervisors? There's only five of them, so having 20% of the votes with just you is a big deal. Flynn expedited the relative's enrollment at the university, instructing that the admission should be given the highest priority. This is how they do scholarships at USC, everybody. According to the indictment, Flynn also agreed, despite the school's multi-million dollar budget deficit, to tap the social work school's endowed funds to award a scholarship to Mark Ridley Thomas's no-good kid. At Flynn's direction, Mark Ridley Thomas's relative, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, received a full scholarship worth $26,000 for the 2018 spring and summer terms. The day after learning that the high-ranking public official was ready to go, Flynn also endeavored to quickly secure that paid professorship, even though MRT Relative One's dual student faculty status would violate university policy. You're saying that you can't get illegitimately accepted on a scholarship for graduate school and also teach at that graduate school at the same time? That violates their policy? On December 15, 2017, Flynn allegedly sent an urgent email to a university official urging the official to get the offer letter out before the holidays to MRT Relative One in the interest of showing MRT, Mark Ridley Thomas, that we can deliver. The university thereafter offered Mark Ridley Thomas's son a paid teaching position with a salary of $50,000. And that's just the beginning of this blatant corruption story. There is a lot to get into here. There is a lot more Mark Ridley Thomas stories that are suddenly unearthing, including the fact that this got reported to the feds over 3 years ago. We got a lot of sound from a lot of local reporters. We got a lot to talk about. We are going to have Joe Buscaiano here in an hour to discuss this. We're going to have Daniel Gus here to address this. Another person that was well aware of these corruption charges coming down. And I want to hear from you if you would like to publicly call for Mark Ridley Thomas, a public servant for 30 years serving Southern California, to resign. You can do that right here at 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Of course, he is innocent until proven guilty, although these charges look pretty airtight to me. He, being somebody that is alleged of blatant corruption, should not be in charge of spending any of the city's money. He's in charge of some incredibly important committees on the city council, like how we spend all of our money to solve the homeless problem, which he's a big champion of. So if you would like to call for Mark Ridley Thomas to resign, we'll take your public complaint and forward it down to the city council, because so far, only one city councilman has asked for that, and the president of the city council, Nuri Martinez, says, well, we're going to forward the complaint to the appropriate areas. But so far, Mark Ridley Thomas has not commented on this. He has not announced any resignation. He has not even denied the allegations. He stayed quiet. And a lot of other city and county officials, there aren't saying a word about this. What's going on here? Is this just, you know, business as usual when it comes to L.A.? 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222. Get some popcorn, everybody. It's going to be a fantastic day here on the John Phillips Show. 800-222-KABC is the phone number, 1-800-222-5222. L.A. City Councilman, a man who's been serving Los Angeles for 30 years, Mark Ridley Thomas, has been indicted by the feds in over 20 charges that there was a little bribery going on between him and USC to secure a scholarship and a paid professorship for his son, resigned in disgrace Assemblyman Sebastian Ridley Thomas, in exchange for Mark Ridley Thomas securing millions of dollars of contracts for USC's School of Social Work. By the way, one reporter pointed out on Twitter, Mark Ridley Thomas has a PhD in ethics from USC. How's that working out? If you'd like to call for Mark Ridley Thomas to resign, because apparently 90% of the city council can't do that, 800-222-KABC. Steve in Santa Clarita, you're on the John Phillips Show.
Hey, this reminded me of a story after the Los Angeles Kings won the Stanley Cup. For whatever reason, during like the ceremony, not right after they won the cup, but a few days later on the weekend or whatever, when they had a ceremony for the fans. They had Mark Ridley Thomas speak, and I didn't quite get the connection. But I recall they were cheering pretty loudly, and as soon as they announced him to come up, everybody started booing extremely loudly. And it was kind of uncomfortable. And then he responded, hey, I'm not the mayor.
Well, it's a time-honored tradition at all L.A. sporting events to boo Mayor Garcetti as loudly as you can. The fact that enough people at the Kings game knew who Mark Ridley Thomas was and decided to boo him, that says something pretty great about Kings fans.
Have a good day.
Have a good one. Thanks so much for the call, Steve. 800-222-KABC. Mark Ridley Thomas has been indicted on several charges by the feds that he was securing contracts for USC in exchange for USC giving his son a scholarship and a paid professorship. It is corrupt as it gets. It's as blatant as it gets. And this story's not new. We'll get into more of that and more of your phone calls at 800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. Your reaction to Mark Ridley Thomas being charged with corruption. It is the John Phillips Show. It's Randy Wang here until 3. A huge scandal erupting in Los Angeles over the last 24 hours. Mark Ridley Thomas, who currently serves on the LA City Council, who used to serve on the Board of Supervisors, who used to be an assemblyman, who used to be a state senator, and who used to be an LA City Councilman, has been indicted on bribery and fraud charges that he secured millions of dollars to go to USC School of Social Work in exchange for getting his son a paid scholarship and a paid professorship to go to USC in that School of Social Work. I would like your reaction, and if you'd like to call for Mark Ridley Thomas to resign, you can do that, 800-222-KABC. Here's a little fun wrinkle. Mark Ridley Thomas, up until just a few weeks ago, was making whispers that he was going to run for mayor next year, and then decided to drop out when it looked like Karen Bass was going to run. He immediately endorsed Karen Bass. Karen Bass's website, as of about 20 minutes ago, has deleted Mark Ridley Thomas's name from the list of endorsements that she has received. Linda in Manhattan Beach, you're on the John Phillips Show.
Hi, I just wanted to say I went to a charity event where we were giving out turkeys for Thanksgiving, and Mark Ridley Thomas rolled up in his L.A. County paid-for vehicle sporting Dub rims, more expensive than my car. So I always thought, like, how does the county pay for rims, such an excessive thing that's not needed on a vehicle just to transport the supervisors from here to there? And I'm sure there's corruption at every level with Mark Ridley Thomas.
Well, you know, they used to call the LA County Board of Supervisors the Five Kings of Los Angeles. Mark Ridley Thomas took that literally.
I saw it in just the vehicle he rode in with his Dubs.
Thanks so much for the call, Linda. You know, Mark Ridley Thomas is no stranger to wasting the county's money. And we're not talking about on, you know, misguided programs and ill-informed solutions for the homeless. Mark Ridley Thomas in 2014 spent $10,000 of county money to turn his home garage into a home office. For some reason, that was the interest of LA County's tax dollars. And let's not even start with back in 2009, Mark Ridley Thomas tried to get approved by the LA County Board of Supervisors a $700,000 renovation for his office, including $50,000 rugs. Oh, boy. Let's give you another quick refresher for everyone that's just tuning in about exactly what happened and what Mark Ridley Thomas is being alleged of. Here is a report from Fox 11.
Yes, good evening. Mark Ridley Thomas is one of the most powerful and well-known politicians in Southern California, and now he's accused in a bribery scheme, and the reactions are pouring in. A political shakeup in Los Angeles following a bombshell indictment against Mark Ridley Thomas, a decades-long prominent political figure. The U.S. Attorney's Office alleges Ridley Thomas conspired with former USC Dean Marilyn Louise Flynn in a bribery scheme, the allegations sparking immediate reaction.
I was stunned. This is a political earthquake.
The 20-count indictment filed in L.A. federal court says Ridley Thomas promised to support millions of dollars in contracts to USC's School of Social Work if one of his relatives got a scholarship and a teaching job. The relative isn't named in the indictment, but back in 2018, allegations surfaced about his son, Sebastian. USC officials voiced concerns then about a $100,000 donation to the School of Social Work that actually ended up in an account of a nonprofit group.
Apparently, USC think this on the feds. Even they saw in the middle of all their other corruption, oh, we're going to get in trouble for this. So they fully cooperated with the U.S. Attorney's Office since 2018 about this. I mean, the gears of federal government runs really slow, but this seems pretty open and shut. But, you know, when the feds put a case against a long-time, well-respected politician like Mark Ridley Thomas, they got to make sure that this case is airtight.
Actually ended up in an account of a nonprofit group outside of the university run by Sebastian Ridley Thomas.
That's another really strange aspect about this story. Okay, it's pretty prid pro quo that Mark Ridley Thomas directed city county contracts to USC and their School of Social Work, including for a mental health crisis line, which, you know, was something that he promoted in an effort to not use police, but use social workers in those kind of cases. And not only that, was he directing contracts and getting his son a scholarship and a paid job in a professorship at that USC school. On top of that, Mark Ridley Thomas's campaign donated $100,000 to USC, which then USC donated $100,000 to Mark Ridley Thomas's son's nonprofit charity. What's going on there?
We have to ask ourselves, who's in charge at USC? Look what's taking place here. First, you got the doctor scandal, the admissions scandal. Now, Mark Ridley Thomas' affiliation with USC.
City Councilman Joe Buscaino also reacting to the news about his colleague.
Joe Buscaino will be with us in about 25 minutes. Make sure you stay tuned for that because, yeah, what's going on at USC? But also, Joe Buscaino, between Mark Ridley Thomas, Jose Huizar, and Mitch Engler, what the hell is going down at the Los Angeles City Council?
I'm asking Mark Ridley Thomas to immediately step down from his current position.
Sheriff Alex.
So far, Joe Buscaino, the only member of the LA City Council, the 15-member council, to ask for Mark Ridley Thomas's resignation. A lot of local politicians who will speak about many subjects are staying really tight-lipped about this one.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who has been a vocal foe of Ridley Thomas, also spoke about the allegations on the Fox 11 special report.
Well, I'm not shocked. I was aware of those issues. They've been going on for some while now.
Oh, yeah, and we'll get into that in a little bit. How perfect was this? Alex Villanueva, who, you know, likes to beat up on the Board of Supervisors every now and then, was already booked on Fox 11 to talk about something else, and this story just happened to break a few hours before. So we'll play you that sound later on in the hour.
So what does Ridley Thomas have to say about this? We went to his house to ask for comment, but an unidentified woman responded over the intercom, instead saying he wasn't home.
Is there anything you'd like to say about this? Or
nothing that I would like.
That's another flavor of local news that I always love, when they knock on the official's door and have the footage of the reporter knocking on the door. And no, they're not going to answer the door for you.
Is there anything you'd like to say about this? Or
nothing that I would like to say. Thank you for asking, though.
Officials from USC did release a statement, though, saying, quote, in part, when the university learned in the summer of 2018 about the $100,000 payment referenced in the indictment, the university disclosed the issue to the U.S. Attorney's Office and has fully cooperated ever since. Also adding that Flynn hasn't worked for the university since 2018.
They've totally cleaned up their act since then.
And now it'll be up to the U.S. Attorney's Office to decide what happens next in this case.
The feds don't mess around. They're serious and they play, you know, hardball.
And Ridley Thomas has not resigned and he has not released a statement. Neither has Flynn. But L.A. City Council President Nuri Martinez did release a statement. And here it is right here. It reads, quote, I'm disappointed in the news that has come out this afternoon of federal bribery charges against council member Mark Ridley Thomas. While the alleged crimes took place while Mr. Ridley Thomas sat on the Board of Supervisors, these charges are serious and the council will need to take appropriate action. We'll, of course, keep tabs on this story. Reporting live this evening, I'm Coco McAvoy, Fox 11 News.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah, with these kinds of allegations, there's no way Mark Ridley Thomas can serve one more day on the LA City Council. Yes, he allegedly committed these crimes as a member of the Board of Supervisors, but when your job, you are specifically in charge with directing where the city's money goes, and you are alleged to have used that money and used your power in an illegal way to gain favor, well, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. And it is an indictment of the entire LA City Council and Eric Garcetti and the Board of Supervisors that not more of them are speaking out about this, because if you can't root out corruption from the inside, it grows and it grows and it grows. And I just have to wonder, are a lot of people on the LA City Council, current and former, haven't heard Herb Wesson make a statement, are they staying quiet about this because, well, everybody was doing this? Curious. 800-222-KABC. Andy, you're on the John Phillips Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, just calling for my support of a blatant corruption to end in Los Angeles. He needs to go, and he needs to go now.
It's been 20 hours, and he hasn't even made a statement denying these charges. What do you think's going on?
Business as usual. It's just been like you've been saying, and it's true. It's been going on for so long; it's entrenched. But yeah, the silence is deafening for sure.
I 100% agree, and it seems like pay-to-play was just how business was done in the city of Los Angeles and the county of Los Angeles. This story's not even new, by the way. There were reports about this from the LA Times and our local news back in 2018. Let's go in the Wayback Machine and hear what this story sounded like 3 years ago.
A new scandal is erupting at USC.
That's right. It involves the son of LA County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas and a questionable donation. KCAL 9 political reporter Dave Bryan joins us now with more on the story.
In fact, a lot of questions here, questions about whether laws were broken, and so they're turning now to find out. The LA Times first broke this story, and tonight we're learning more about it. USC quietly hired Mark Ridley Thomas's son around the same time his dad's campaign fund made a big cash donation to the school. But when people on campus got wind of it and complained, the school suddenly fired him. And now federal prosecutors reportedly want to know more about the payment and how it was used to see if any broke any laws.
Did we all forget about this story? I think even I forgot about this story, but luckily the feds didn't.
Nonviolence is a powerful way to heal.
Just a few months after former Los Angeles State Assemblyman Sebastian Ridley Thomas resigned from the legislature last December, he was hired by USC.
By the way, he resigned saying that he had health issues. He was, what, in his early 30s? And then immediately got another job at USC. What he didn't tell you is that there were two allegations of sexual harassment against Sebastian Ridley Thomas, and that's why he resigned as quietly as possible.
He was hired by USC to be a professor of social work and public policy, even though the LA Times reports he did not have a graduate degree, and he reportedly received a scholarship, too, worth $100,000.
I love how they were going to make him a professor at this university without the degree. He was going to get and earn that degree with the full scholarship at the same time he was going to be teaching people with the degree he did not have. Oh, it's just fantastic. Got to fast track this one because MRT is about to send us $9 million for a mental health phone line contract.
Even though the LA Times reports he did not have a graduate degree, and he reportedly received a scholarship, too, worth $100,000. The Times reports USC administrators launched an investigation, and Sebastian Ridley Thomas was reportedly fired last month.
And here we go, 3 years later, the mastermind behind all of this, LA City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas, has been indicted on 20 charges of bribery and fraud for a crooked scheme to get his no-good son into USC as a graduate student and a professor at the same time, funneled $100,000 through USC into his son's corrupt charity. It doesn't get any more blatant than this, and I don't think anybody's really surprised. This is just how it does. This is how things happen on the city council. Mike in LA, you're on the John Phillips Show. Mike.
Yes. It's ludicrous that he is still here 24 hours later, since he spent $1 million of taxpayer money fixing up his office.
Well, it was actually about $700,000. Let's be as accurate as possible. It was $707,000 he wanted to spend, including $50,000 rugs.
Right, exactly. It's just ludicrous.
Did you know that he also charged the county of Los Angeles $10,000 to convert his garage at home into an office?
Oh, you're hurting me. You're hurting me. I wouldn't be in my private business a day and a half. I wouldn't even be in 10 hours.
Well, and these are the only scandals that we know about. I don't think that you just evolve into this kind of behavior overnight. What else has Mark Ridley Thomas been doing for the last 30 years?
There's no repercussions. He did nothing wrong.
Exactly.
That's what the mayor said. That's what everybody said.
Yeah, Garcetti didn't even want to comment on this. He says, here's what Garcetti said when he was asked about this just a few hours ago. While I know nothing more than what I've read, this is a case which, if the facts are true, are incredibly disturbing, and that any abuse of the public trust for personal gain is unacceptable. But he's also a big believer in due process, and I look forward to learning more about what is alleged here.
Oh, it's just sick. It's sickening.
Well,
it's
let's not forget, Eric Garcetti, before he was mayor, was president of the city council when you had corrupt city council members like Jose Huizar and Mitch Englander on there as well. Thanks so much for the call, Mike. This is just commonplace. 800-222-KABC is the phone number, 1-800-222-5222. More of your calls in just a minute. Let's get some traffic right here on the John Phillips Show covering the huge breaking news that happened 20 hours ago. Mark Ridley Thomas longtime public servant, currently serving on the L.A. City Council, thought to be running for mayor but decided not to do that, charged with 20 counts of fraud and bribery in a crooked scheme that was pretty sloppy, if you ask me, to get his son, a former assemblyman who had resigned because of sexual harassment, into USC's graduate program at the School of Social Work on a full ride and a paid professorship, and transferred $100,000 through USC as a middleman to his son's charity. Holy cow. Let's go to Rick in Marina Del Rey. You're on the John Phillips Show.
Hey, good afternoon, man. I love your show. I want to remind you that when Ridley Thomas was first elected supervisor, when he was supervisor-elect, before he even sat for the office, he used the discretionary fund, and he not only bankrolled his son's campaign, who had no qualifications. It was big news. It went nowhere. And everybody was pissed in the supervisors' offices that everybody now found out that there were discretionary funds. People didn't know about it. And all the supervisors got bombarded with people asking for money in the discretionary fund. And he got away with it. And his son used that discretionary fund money to run his first campaign. So everybody's forgotten about that. I think I called in the show and spoke about it. That was quite a while ago. But when I run for supervisor, I'm going to share what I embezzle with my friends, and I love you guys. So wherever you want me to send that money out, I'll donate it.
I'll give you a P.O. box after the show. Sound good?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. But glad you're talking about this topic, because we're all fighting over left, right, Democrat, Republican. We should be fighting over good civil servants and corrupt ones, and that should be the issue.
This is exactly what we should be focusing on, because when you leave issues like this in the dark, the corruption grows like a fungus, and that's what we've seen. Rick, thanks so much for the call. Gary in Beverly Hills, you're on the John Phillips Show.
Randy, what is more appalling? Your choice today on Thursday. What's more appalling is this has been sitting for 3 years in a case where, in this case, USC is a cooperating witness, and or is it Ridley Thomas dipping his beak in the public birdbath? Is it 3 years? Is there any explanation from the U.S. attorney what took 3 years for a simple case of moving money from A to B?
I mean, it seems like when we played the report on the story from 2018, it was open and shut then, but I don't know how it could take possibly this long. Maybe everyone tried every possible angle, because how could Mark Ridley Thomas, such a devout and important member of the Los Angeles fabric, do something like this? Maybe they just were all in denial about it.
No, I think the corruption that Ridley Thomas is projecting is the incompetence that the U.S. attorney is doing. These public servants just are not working, I don't know, in our best interest. Is that the right way of saying it?
That's a very polite way of saying it, and I think you're 100% right. Gary, thank you so much for the call. 800-222-KABC. Eric Garcetti not saying much about this. Oh, you want to hear when Eric Garcetti endorsed Mark Ridley Thomas for city council yet last year?
Hi, I'm Mayor Eric Garcetti, reminding you that your vote matters. And I'm proud to support my brother and a great council member I've served with, who is now a supervisor, served our state, and coming back to be a council member of the 10th District, Mark Ridley Thomas. We would not have the hope to end homelessness without him. We would not have economic and racial justice in this town without him. He is somebody who knows how to deliver at the block level and at the city level, and I'm proud to stand with him.
And he knows how to deliver at the corruption level as well. Again, if you're just joining us, Mark Ridley Thomas, who has been serving public office in Los Angeles in the state of California for 30 years, going back to 1991, has been indicted by the feds over a 2018 scandal where he exchanged favors for USC in the form of contracts to their School of Social Work in exchange for his son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, who was an assemblyman until he resigned for sexual harassment health reasons, that he would get a full scholarship to USC, a paid professorship, and he would transfer $100,000 of his campaign money to USC, and then USC would transfer that money to Sebastian Ridley Thomas's nonprofit. This is as blatant as corruption gets. We're going to have a lot of people here to talk about this throughout the day, including Joe Buscaino, who is a current LA City Councilman. He's also running for mayor. He is so far the only member of that 15-member City Council to call for his colleague's resignation. Because if you're charged with misusing public funds, why the hell are you still in a job where you're directing where public funds go? We'll also have independent reporter Daniel Gus. He's been covering all kinds of corruption at LA City Council. He'll be with us, too. It's the Fix California Hour, and it seems like the easiest way we can fix California today is to get Mark Ridley Thomas out of office. It's the John Phillips Show. It's Randy Wang here till 3 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.